G'day, Richard Trettman.
Dave, it's very nice to see you today.
It's good to see you too, mate.
And that's a wonderful jumper you're wearing.
Oh, it's very nice. It's, I'd love to say it's Eve's Blue.
Oh, as a colour?
Yeah. If people know what Eve's Blue is.
And is that correct? That is the colour?
Oh, it's not far off, actually.
Oh, I'm very impressed.
Do you know what Eve's Blue is?
No idea.
It's actually, I'm not going to pretend to know. I think it's some French painter or something like this. He's done lots of blue paintings.
Is that the Pantone colour of the year?
Pantone colour of the century. It's beautiful. It's a really nice blue. Richard, we've done our expectations of growth group leaders.
Yeah.
Finished it off last week.
That was quite an achievement, I think.
That was a mountain that we climbed.
It was.
So no. What are we looking at this week?
Well, this week, changing tack a little bit, looking at leadership styles.
Leadership styles, like the different ways people lead?
Yeah. It's this was pointed out to me this year, and it hadn't really occurred to me before that.
Ooh. That Richard's draft thinking.
Yeah, it was very draft. Maybe not even worthy of the name draft. But we naturally, especially if you've been leading growth group for a while, you tend to assume that the way I lead is just how we lead.
Right.
And this is how everyone leads. Mm. And what we're doing is completely normal.
Yeah.
I feel like growing up in your own family, you just think that's normal.
Yeah.
But in fact, all of us have leadership styles. And this is completely separate to those expectations of leaders or the leader competencies that we've talked about in previous podcasts. You can be a competent leader and meeting all your expectations, but still have different leadership styles.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. Because when you think about it, most of us who are growth group leaders, there's every chance we've only ever been under 2, maybe 6 growth group leaders before ourselves.
I haven't sat in someone else's growth group for, I don't know, 15 years or something.
Yeah.
And probably the same for you.
Yeah, that's right. So we can, on one hand, just forget what other people do, and on the other hand, just haven't seen very many. And so what we've seen once or twice, that's kind of go, oh, well, that's must be how you lead, and I don't do that, therefore I'm not a leader, or I do that, so I am a leader. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think the first thing to point out is to talk about different personalities as leaders.
Okay.
And then I think that translates to leadership styles.
I'm really hoping you're going to tell me there's a link that we can go to, that we can fill in a form, that's going to tell me our personality styles.
No, psychologists... Psychologists who I've spoken to who know this sort of thing tell me that all that stuff, it's a bit vague. It's not as neat, cut and dried as we'd like it to be.
Mind blown, world rocked.
Yeah.
What?
You remember the Myers-Briggs thing?
Yeah.
Apparently people don't like the Myers-Briggs.
No, it's out of the way.
I used to, like, there are websites for INTJ people like
me. Yeah.
I thought that was sorted. I had my personality down pat.
Your identity caught up in your Myers-Briggs.
I can't be an INTJ anymore. So
no, it doesn't hold. Right.
But everyone has a go at it, I think. And so you and I probably was well qualified as anyone to have a go. But
sure. I can tell people what their personality is.
Do you have personality categories as you look around in your own mind? You're often very organized in this way.
I don't know, actually. Maybe I do.
Yeah. Well, this is one.
I judge people, so probably.
Just think of your judgments. This is what a psychologist told me about. This is one sort of set of categories.
Sure.
There's the extroversion dimension.
Right.
So if you've got that as a personality type, you're kind of energetic and enthusiastic, you're sociable, you're assertive, you're confident, ambitious.
Mm.
The first one, extroversion. The second one is agreeableness qualities. So this is a person who's altruistic, who likes cooperation, they conform to the group norms, they radiate warmth and kindness.
That's
the second one.
Can't think of anyone that starts something like that. Oh, well.
The third one is conscientiousness. So that's a personality type of can control impulses, but they facilitate goal-directed behavior. And if they're strong in this, they follow the norms and rules. They're efficient in planning and organizing and prioritizing tasks.
Okay, I'm just thinking through this. I do actually have a picture. So extrovertedness, kind of Sam Hilton. That kind of, what was the second one? The
agreeableness,
warm, and wanting to get along. That's kind of your Dave Allen, Greg Lee type person.
Yeah.
What was your next one? Your
conscientiousness.
That's Richard Sweatman down that.
Yeah.
You're down that end of the scale.
Unfortunately, I'm reasonably strong on that one. Not not that I achieve, feel like I achieve much, but it's there. The fourth one is neuroticism. I don't think this is a quality you really want. It says it finds emotional stability difficult, lots of anxiety, nervousness, and depression, often self-conscious, moody, impulsive, prone to stress. So, and then openness, and that's the someone who's very original and complex in their experiences. They are knowledgeable, they're perceptive, analytical, they seek out experiences, they're artistic, investigative.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The point is not to badge each of these with a staff member's name.
Oh, but that would be so cool.
But it's somebody's attempt to have different personality types.
Yeah.
And
it's helpful though to recognise that it's not that you're going to be one of these and not the others.
No.
But you've got an aspect of all of these.
Yes.
And that's what all the personality categories do. So one of the ones that I think we've talked about this before, if someone's an external thinker or an internal thinker.
That's right.
And that's helpful if you think about people in your growth group, do people need time to internalise their answers or do people need time to externalise their answers?
Mm.
So I feel like an externaliser who's learning to internalise over time.
Yeah.
You're an internaliser
who
needs to externalise.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I was once in a group where my co-leader was an externaliser, or thought by speaking.
Yeah.
And everyone else in the group was a thinker before talking. And so when we did an exercise like read the passage and spend the next 10 minutes noting down your thoughts, everyone was loving it.
Yeah.
She was dying. Yeah, she just couldn't. That was the longest 10 minutes in her life. So
We led a growth group where myself and the co-leader were both externalizers and everyone else was internalizers. So we'd ask a question and she and I would just chat and everyone else would sit there listening.
Oh, it must have driven them nuts.
It was, yes.
Anyway, so I guess there's a big point coming through that you have a personality. We all have a personality.
Yeah.
And we're not normal. We have a personality. And if you don't know what your personality is, that's a drawback.
So self-awareness is a helpful thing.
Yeah. Because it will help you understand other people and it'll translate into a leading style. And so most people can spot some of these areas. I'm sure online there'd be tables and so on like that. But that's first point, different personalities.
Mm.
And so, that translates to leadership style. How are we going for time?
Yeah, we got a little bit of time, yeah.
Okay.
So what we might do, I don't know if this works, we might have a little bit of chat about what this looks like in a group, and next week we might talk a little bit more about what it looks like.
Maybe some specific styles.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so the next point is with these leadership styles, that personality translates into a few different types of leadership styles.
Okay, yeah.
And they are... just like the personality categories, there's no definite personality styles. Have you read management leadership books?
Yes.
Haven't you? Yeah. Do you remember anything from your lists?
There's a personality profile called the DISC personality profile, which I can't remember what they stand for, but people are either going to be more controlling and they're going to be more, so we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and because of that personality, they have a very structured view. It ends up not structured. They have a very structured group, and they check things off. And there's there's very little deviation.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got other people who are more intuitive, and trying to keep them to a structure. Their group won't run to a structure at all. They'll kind of stop halfway through. And
yeah.
Yeah. So that's right. So you're gonna.
We've never done that as a staff team, have we? The DISC thing.
No, but next year we're planning to.
Are we?
Yeah, that's right.
They're always fun. These personality tests.
Absolutely.
I forget them after I do them. They are fun.
They are. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So my psychology source who told me about these personality styles has suggested about 8 different leadership styles.
Right.
But I might save them for next
time. Yeah, we might go through next time. So I think one of the key things for this week is recognise that if you have a personality, if you have...
you do. Some people do.
Yes.
Yeah, we all
Having personalities, recognising that that affects the way we lead, and one of the first things to do is that self-awareness of, the way I lead my group is probably an extension of what's comfortable for me.
Yeah.
And what's comfortable for me is, one, not necessarily comfortable for other people.
Yeah.
And two, not the only way to do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you might actually need some help, or we might all need help figuring out personality. So it's not a bad thing to ask your spouse or your co-leader or your friends, what do you think my personality is?
Might need to work on a better question than that.
You could use possibly these categories that I've run through: extroversion, agreeableness, conscientiousness, neuroticism, openness. Yeah. And some people, the more self-analytical people would have thought about this already.
Yeah.
Other people may not have at all. So
yeah, that's right.
This podcast may be helpful in opening a few doors of insight.
But next week what we'll do is go, okay, if you're this type, if you've got this particular strength of personality, there's a good chance you'll be doing this and not this.
Yeah, we'll do some of those.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Okay, thanks, Richard.
Thank you, Dave.